celebration as Steph Curry makes his way to the scorer's table and comes on the first time in 5 weeks.
With the Warriors grabbing a 2-0 lead in this Western Conference semifinal series against the Pelicans upon the return of Stephen Curry, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warrior Sound Review puts the focus on the 121-116 victory at Oracle Arena as we start by listening in to both Stephen and KD together at the podium.
It was an eternity, it felt like, for sure. When the lights come back on after starting lineups, you're usually in the that goal kind of mind frame, and had to kind of pace myself and be patient with it. Seemed like it took forever, but it was a good feeling to get back out on the floor and just let loose and have fun.
Kevin, you guys have been playing some grit and grind games. Like, when Steph is on the court, how does that change, like, the energy and the pace, and can you feel it?
On offense, definitely picks the pace up for us, but I think defensively we stick to the same principles. When Steph's not out there, it's not a lot of, the off-ball movement, the space, and stuff is obviously it's different having him out there, but when he's out there, he's creating, just pace with his movement off the ball, just, in the pick and roll. Then you got two shooters in the corners with him and Draymond in the pick and roll. That just spreads the floor out for us even more. So I think on the defensive side of the ball, though, we still stick with what we do.
Steph, it didn't take long for you to score, and we saw the tunnel shot beforehand. Were there any other signals kind of leading up to this week in terms of your regimen, workouts, that you felt like you're going to be back to normal?
I mean, if you put the time in, I've been working hard, working on my body, trying to get my conditioning right, and stay strong, stay mobile and whatnot and all my workouts and all that. So when I got back on the floor, I'd have confidence in myself to keep doing what I usually do. But most of it has come from just being around my guys. The last, couple of weeks of the playoffs and the last 10 games of regular season, just staying close, try to stay as plugged in as possible so that mentally when you get back out there, you're locked in on the game plan and understanding what we need to do to win games, especially in the playoffs. So all that type of stuff really just helped me transition back pretty quick.
Right here, guys. You guys have been here before, but what do you anticipate when you go up 2-0 in the series and then you got to go on the road and play that game three, against a team that's probably going to be desperate to get that win?
The first quarter, game three is important for us to really set the tone. Understand, our defense needs to travel and be our calling card as we go to New Orleans, because those many runs that they can put up and their crowd gets into it, it's a different environment. So that'll be the key for us to bring that energy, that effort, those first 12 minutes, and then be able to sustain it. And honestly, we can really seize control of the series by how we show up in those first moments of the game if we really lock in and do what we're supposed to do.
And here's a selection of what Draymond Green had to say afterward.
I just had to bring some force. We was playing soft, that first quarter. In the second quarter, we needed to, bring some intensity to the game. And, that's my job. So, just had to bring some force and, a competitive spirit to the game. And once we did that, things took off for us. It didn't really show up in the league. But it showed in our play, and which eventually propelled us to this victory.
They didn't shoot well from three, didn't shoot that great overall, but I think they had 66 paint points. What did you just think of the defensive effort overall in game two by you guys?
I think they definitely got a lot of paint points. And saying that, you want to stop guys from getting in the paint, but as long as we stay home with shooters, try to take their shooters out the game, we can outlast that. And so you don't want to give up 66, but you definitely don't want to overhelp too much either. It's kind of a fine line.
Draymond, Kerr called your two threes to start the fourth, maybe the two biggest shots of the game. Those shots are there for you. How good did the shot feel, and how big do you think those were just in the momentum of things?
It felt amazing, both of them. The first one felt so good, and I took the second one. you know, but, I mean, they were open shots. D-West found me on the first one. Clay's, you know, kicked to the head on the second one. But, you know, they were rhythm shots. You know, they play off me all night, so it's only a matter of time before I decide to shoot it. And it sucks when they go in for an opposite team. I mean, that's your game plan, to let me shoot, and I understand. But a couple of them went down at a key moment in the game. It's pretty good for us.
And finally, the post-game wrap from the NBA TV studios with Matt Weiner on set, joined by Dennis Scott and Isaiah Thomas.
You know that rust versus rest debate you hear about all the time? In this case, it's really rehab versus rust. Well, Steph has taken rust out of the equation, because the last four times he's come back from injury this season, he's come back with a vengeance, averaging just under 30 points a game on just under 60% shooting. Zeke, how much harder did this series just get for the Pelicans to navigate?
Well, it got extremely difficult because, you know, you brought probably, you know, arguably the greatest shooter back in the game. And, you know, when you watch him come off these screens, you know, his feet is set. His timing is good. You know, he sees the defender. He understands he's out of position. And he takes what the defense gives him now. He's not forcing his jump shot all the time. Now he's taking layups. He's getting to the foul line. And in transition, you got to get to him early. Where do you stop at? Most people run to the three-point line. He's like, no, my range is 5 feet behind the three-point line. He practices these shots. We've been there watching him practice. So these aren't, you know, just lucky shots that he's making. These are normal, regular shots that he takes and makes every single day. And when we were there in the finals, right, mm-hmm. we had a conversation with the people who changed the nets. And they say when Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, they have to change the nets once a week because those guys are shooting the net off. You know, that's how good they shoot.
And Matt, now when you see Steph Curry go down, you go all the way back to early in his career when he had ankle problems. One thing that stayed consistent throughout his whole career, they say the young man puts in the work.
Yes.
So I'm no longer surprised that when you see these numbers in the first game back, because everyone confirms he's in the treatment room, he's getting up the extra shots, he's doing all the things you need to do, he's getting to the free throw line, has 7 rebounds. Now, like you mentioned, at the end of the game, got a little lackadaisical, and I'm sure Steve Kerr would say, Steph, be you, but 6 turnovers against a team who plays at a high pace, that could come back to bite us.
Quick thought on what the Pelicans can do to turn this around.
Somehow to figure out, get more drives to the basket and get Anthony Davis on the block so he can get some more free throws.
And I would say their pace is good. They're getting up a lot of shot attempts. Now what they got to do is make the shots that they're taking. And then that way they'll score more points and be able to keep up with Golden State.
Games 3 and 4 set for New Orleans, with Game 3 Friday night and Game 4 Sunday. More coverage ahead from the Crescent City. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.